All right, let's get the show on the road, shall we? It's time for the carry out. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. The Congressional Budget Office put out a report on the new health care plan put forth by congressional Republicans. And lo and behold, it says that 24 million Americans will become uninsured. What? Wah. That was me trying to do sound effects. But what's 24 million, right? I mean, this country's huge, right? Am I right? High five. Wait, where did all my congressional Republicans buddies go? No high fives? Nobody? Huh. Of course, the White House dismisses the report, attacking the Congressional Budget Office, as they have been leading up to today. Although the CBO is currently run by a Republican, but maybe the wrong Republican, right? That's what we're doing now? Just it's not enough that it's a Republican. It's the wrong Republican. I don't know. All I know is this strikes a blow to the new Trump Care plan. And yes, even though the White House doesn't want us to call it that, I'm calling it Trump Care. It's Trump Care. Trump Care, Trump Care, Trump Care. Because last time I checked, I'm not sure President Obama was ever like, you know what? Let's call it by my name. I don't remember that. In other news over the weekend, new Attorney General Jeff Sessions called for the resignations of 46 U.S. District Attorneys, holdovers from the Obama years. This means Zach Farden here in the Illinois area is out. He was just getting started, too. But you know what? We don't need U.S. attorneys wasting taxpayer dollars trying to root out corrupt politicians. That's so 2010. It's all cleaned up. Dems are up in arms. But then again, it's a Republican administration, and you didn't see this one coming, right? I mean, this isn't the first time it happens when a regime changed. But then again, it is Trump, so I get it. So I guess it's time you just hit up Facebook with your opinion. I am so Trumped. Trump. The White House has asked Congress for more time when it comes to revealing evidence of President Obama wiretapping that the President Trump alleged on Twitter. Sean Spicer's backing off the claim, too, saying maybe Trump didn't mean wiretapping. Maybe it meant something different. Oh, right. So eavesdropping, like in the back of an elevator? Or like a call waiting snafu, like on that episode of Seinfeld? Are you on? Who's it? No, Jerry! Are we talking like the good old-fashioned glass-to-door trick? We need answers here. What does wiretapping mean to you, Trump? A new study says that at least half of the melting of the Arctic ice caps may just be natural. What? So that news just in time for your next family get-together. I smell a climate change fight at Easter, everybody. Another study says that infant injuries are up due to faulty nursery products like strollers, buggies, and walkers. For the amount of money those things cost, you'd think that we would be paying closer attention to faulty products. This is ridiculous. That stuff is super mad expensive. I don't know how many people are like, you know what? I'll take the $5 one with the missing wheel. No, don't worry about it. Just cash out. I mean, seriously, you pay a lot of money for that stuff. The fact that it's injuring your toddler? Where's Trump? That should be priority number one. Forget this healthcare stuff. Well, I guess the healthcare could work when, you know. This weekend was the St. Patrick's Day celebration, since it was the weekend before the Friday holiday. Oh, that explains why I have this $100 charge for vomit cleanup on my bank statement. Just, it's what happens when you drink green beer at 7 in the morning. I don't know. In weather, what's that? What's this powder, this white clumpy rain that's all over the place? You call it here snow? I think that's what it is, snow? And before we jump to climate change talk, there's always this storm in March, right? How many St. Patrick's days do you remember with like either crappy freezing rain slash snow or freezing temperature? And you're like, wow, I wish I had gloves. Like that's like that should be the St. Patrick's Day motto. I wish I wore gloves. But 500 flights canceled through all of the Northeast. Of course, more snow on the way. This could be worse. Of course, we could be living in Boston. They're saying historic and life-threatening blizzard. Really? Like more historic than like Valley Forge? Like the most historic storm of all time, right? And you know what, damn? George Washington lived through that. Boston, you can live through this. In sports, the Northwestern Wildcats going to the big dance. The Cats made their first ever tournament. They're the 8 seed. I love that they're in. Not too happy that their potential second round matchup is Gonzaga. Eesh. Well, they play Thursday afternoon against Vanderbilt, who's coached by local product and March Madness hero Bryce Drew. Valpo, anybody? So it's no guarantee that the Cats can make it to the second round, but if they play like they played against Maryland in the Big Ten tourney, they're going to lose by 8 to Gonzaga. Speaking of magical runs, the Bulls have lost five in a row, although they're winning tonight. Yesterday, they sought out new lows, only scoring 26 points in the entire first half against the Celtics. I mean, it was like a laughing stock. It was a nationally televised game. They went to the halftime, and they didn't even talk about the game. They talked about other stuff. They're like, the Bulls, okay, they scored 26 points. It's ridiculous. They looked listless the entire game. D-Wade and Butler were non-factors in this potential first-round playoff matchup. But then again, playoffs, really? Is that what we're talking about? The Bulls have slipped to the 10th seed in the East, and they're fading away from competition for the bottom. You know what's a joke about it is they're not bottom enough. You know, like if they're really going to tank it out, tank to get to the bottom. This sort of C-plus tanking doesn't do anybody any good. Just missing the playoffs in the NBA? That's recipe for a sloppier Doug McDermott draft pick in a year. It's ridiculous. Also, D Wade's got to lose the undershirt. He's wearing with the long sleeve undershirt. He looks like the guy in the pool that won't take off the shirt. You know what I mean? Come on, you're a superstar. Show off those pecs. Show me a bicep. Bears free agency haul looks to be complete. A quarterback, two wide receivers, a tight end, two cornerbacks, and a safety. Seems like the right areas to focus on, although each player that was just mentioned was picked as a second or third choice. Look at that. That's not good. Nothing like bargain hunting when you got $60 million to spend. So I guess that's a win for ownership. Yeah, more golfing. They could take the extra millions and throw a huge Lake Michigan salsa yacht party. Now all eyes on a draft in April. Will the Bears pick up a rookie quarterback to build around? I hope so, because right now, who's the star on this squad? Who do you put on the big billboards? I saw Kyle Long on a Ford billboard on the Kennedy, I guess. Always strong when your front-facing star is an offensive lineman. Doesn't touch the ball all game long. Never good. That's not good. All right, so I guess they're better than Cutler. I mean, that was a star before. He's rumored to be wanted by the Jets, although that's lukewarm. Also, the Packers signed Martellus Bennett to play tight end. Great, now we got to watch him slowly saunter back to the huddle two times a year. Come on, Martellus. Speed it up. Let's go. Hawks got a big win against the Wild yesterday, continuing their regular season success against their frontrunner. Right now, the Hawks trailing the Wild by a point. Winner gets the top seed. I love it. Hockey, baby! That's great. What a showdown, huh? And finally tonight, a Texas lawmaker just put in a bill that would fine men $100 every time they masturbate. Yep. It's a protest bill to shed light over the politics, over reproductive rights. I mean, I guess that's a good idea, but I feel bad. I feel bad for the cops that are going to have to enforce this, right? What are you doing in there? Nothing. $100 right there. That's the carryout for March 13, 2017. Hey, great. Snow. Right when we ordered all these popsicles. Coming up, Kitty Kurth in for Dave Lundy. Kitty Kurth and Chris Roebling take on what the CBO said about Trump Care. And, of course, all the weekend's news and national politics. The download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.